Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have the honor of introducing Dr. Lynn to the show. She is a naturopath and yoga therapist and author of multiple books. And she has been featured as one of the hottest fitness professionals. And I am excited to have her on the show. And we're going to talk about anti-aging workouts for every different bodies. So stay, brace yourself. It's going to be an exciting show. So with no further ado, Dr. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's exciting to be here with you.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I mean, you've made several guest appearances, right? On CBS, you were on NBC. So tell us about this wonderful journey of yours.
Well, I started really thinking about, what I call, we used to call it anti-aging, and now I call it proactive aging. Mm-hmm. And in my early 50s, I sort of saw this transition in the fitness and the health field, where there were the baby boomers, which were really the people that drove the fitness and the health revolution. They were all coming into midlife. And you had these really young instructors coming in and teaching them classes, and they really didn't understand their audience. They didn't understand where, more specifically women, because it's mostly women that come to these classes, but the changes and the things that were going on in their body and how to communicate with them to motivate them, to keep them, active, because that's really the key to the whole thing is staying active.
Right. And so it's moving a lot of time, right? You just have people moving, especially after over 50. There's the workout, I agree, is definitely different. So tell us how different it is for, say, women over 50, what target muscle targets they should be focusing on at that age.
Well, at that age, as we're moving into that, we've got either perimenopause or menopause. And as that starts to happen, different things happen. Your hormones change and your energy changes. And so women, it's a fallacy that we put on weight as we go through menopause. Yeah. We don't need to put on weight. And I have many, many clients who didn't. And the key to the whole thing was to move. But we also have to move in a different way, because when you start to have a drop in estrogen, it can affect the joints of your body. And that's when we see those first telltale signs of arthritis coming in. We see the first things, those muscles that, maybe the back hurts a little bit. You don't have quite that energy that you had when you were younger. So the idea is to really get people to focus on health and really embracing their body rather than the six pack, or these muscles, it's important to have those, but gravity takes over and we just got to fight it as best we can. That's what we have to do.
I agree. It's so funny because my mom always constantly talking about inflammation in the joints, in the bones, back aching, knees hurting. You know, she's like, I know it's going to rain because my knees are hurting.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
And exactly. So what I would do, what I did is I created programs that really made people think about their joints. For example, mm-hmm. or I taught a class today, and what the class today to the ladies was all about paying attention to your nervous system and how your nervous system communicates with your muscles and with your bones. And we want all the systems to be balanced and working together rather than focusing on youthful body, beautiful, you know. Yeah. Focus on your health. If your knees are bothering you, as I had one lady today, I showed her a modification. You know, mm-hmm. how can you modify getting up and down from the mat? How can you make sure that you can do those things so you stay active? Because if we don't have those things, we stop.
Yeah, it's crazy because, it's a double-edged sword almost, because you're like, I can't move because I'm in pain. My back hurts and everything else hurts. But it's actually the movement that's going to help it get better.
Exactly. And that's why when we, you know, I incorporate dance and yoga together, because yoga is about, a lot of it is the breathing. And so I will, you know, we'll go into, let's say, a seated twist, and they're dealing with the sciatic. And that's something that can people deal with, especially as they're getting older, and it'll be tight. And I mm-hmm. teach them to take the breath down there and to breathe and relax into it. And that's how we overcome, you know, being able to do these without putting ourselves in excruciating pain. Because the first thing we do is we tense up mm-hmm. when we have pain. Mm-hmm. And you want to relax and allow the oxygen and the blood to get there. And that's what's going to relieve the pain.
That's why they always say, breathe through it, breathe through it, breathe through it. So
exactly.
Is that, because you do something very unique where you combine karmic work with yoga therapy, with neuropathy, is that it?
Yes, what I do is, well, I'm a naturopathic doctor, so I, you know, promote, of course, naturopathy begins with the natural sciences, and that's, you know, nutrition, exercise, sleep, and then aromatherapy and, you know, environment and all that stuff. And then yoga therapy comes in and really deals with the physical element and the mental element of what a person is going through as they're, you know, at that particular place in their life, and how can we move them and loosen up the mind so that it improves their health. So those things get brought in together. And then karma, I'm a karma master, which I've been teaching karma for over 30 years. So I bring all of those elements in. So they get a little piece of everything.
Yeah, come in and you have it all in one place, because that stuff you got to pay for individually, because people do get stuck, you know, that the karma, the energy piece of it. You do get stuck half the time. You hit a plateau, per se, and you need to kind of unpinch the feet so you can unpinch so you can flow again.
Exactly.
What's Padmini?
What is what?
Padmini.
It is a philosophy, and it is a philosophy that really teaches you how to prosper in the world. And, you know, when we think of prosperity, we all think, ching, ching, money in the bank, big house. You know, that's not what prosperity is. You know, according to the Padmini Vidya, prosperity is coming to a place of peace. It's coming to a place of acceptance. It's coming to a place of being content and satisfied with what you have. At the same time, it's okay to reach out for more, because it does teach us that poverty is not a virtue. It is good to create wealth. It's what you do with the wealth. Do you distribute it out? Do we create a wealthy society so that people have better education, better medical, we support the arts and sciences? You know, that's where we prosper in this world.
And it starts with gratitude, I gather.
Yes, yes. Gratitude for just, you know, every day, just be grateful for one little thing. You know, it'll change everything in your life.
Good. So it's morning routine-wise, is gratitude part of your ritual?
I always walk my talk, and I tell my students every single day, I find some little thing to be grateful for. And it might just be, wow, I had an hour to myself to go do my own workout. Aren't I a happy, you know, lucky person? I had the good health and I had the time and the ability to do it. So it's, you know, and every time you're grateful for those little things, it kind of lifts your life up a little bit, you know? Yeah. And it makes you grateful for the everyday things, not always striving to find that satisfaction in the material world.
It breeds more gratitude, more things. You find more things to be grateful for. So tell us more about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Well, you know, I make a list and I follow my list and I have, you know, my top five priority things that need to get done that day. And I make sure they get done. Right at the top is always Lynn's workout. So I get up and I always have a nice cup of tea because I really love to have a nice cup of tea and just sort of get myself organized. Maybe check in with the news, see what's going on, just kind of get in touch with the world because it's very important to stay connected with what's going on in the world. And then as I get my day organized, the next thing is I go and I do my workout because I can't say to people, you know, you need to work out every day, you need to exercise. If I'm sitting in a chair just telling people to do that, you know, I have to walk my talk. And so that is what I do in my morning. And that takes me to about mid-morning.
Nice. So the workout is definitely non-negotiable, it sounds like.
You know, if you make it part of your schedule, it's like part of your list, it's part of your work, because it is part of your work. That's what karma means. It means to work on yourself. And if that's part of my daily work, then it's right there. It looks at me every morning and says, get up and do it.
Very nice.
I always feel better. You know, I've been teaching for over 30 years, and every time I teach a class, at the end of the class, everyone's smiling, everyone's happy, and not one person regrets that they showed up.
Well, you're a doctor. Tell us why. Serotonin, the hormones, let's talk about it.
It's all of that stuff because they're coming in, and a lot of times people will come to an exercise class, they're looking for socialization, which is extremely important for human beings. They're also looking to, when they move, it adjusts the hormones and the neurochemicals in your body, so it lifts your mood. You feel better because you know you've given yourself that time to take care of your health, and you're more energized at the end, you know?
Yeah, it gives you more energy there for sure. I know a lot of people say, you know, that they're too tired to work out, but once you do it, you do feel so much better. You have the energy, and then the happy hormones are released. You're sweating. Mm-hmm. For me, it's really not a physical, and I know at your age, you look amazing. It's not a physical thing for you. It's more of a, like a mental. It keeps you zen. It keeps you at peace. It keeps you at bay, so you know how to... So you show up for yourself strong, but also for your clients and for your business.
Right. Well, the most important thing in your life is your health.
Yeah.
And the most important person is yourself. You know, you got to take care of yourself first. And as I remind my students, at the end of every class, I always make them give themselves a little pat and congratulate themselves. I say, you did the best thing you could have done for yourself. You carved out 1 hour to take care of your health. And they always smile because it's like, oh yeah, I could congratulate. Because they should be congratulated. I mean, anybody who gets out of bed, gets themselves dressed and comes to a class and commits to it, they should really, I mean, kudos to them every day. Because it's very easy. It's very easy to say, I'm not going to do it today.
Yeah. And we prefer, I'm an early riser and a morning person as well. But it gives you more energy for the rest of the day. Because there's days when if you don't do it, you're more lethargic. The day drags and you're tired by noon versus you have more stamina to go until 5, 6 o'clock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you feel that. And that's why people who exercise on a regular basis tend to be happier people. Mm-hmm. They definitely are healthier because if they're exercising on a regular basis, they tend to eat healthier, sleep, you know, they really are paying attention to the most important thing in your life, your health.
And recovery is faster. It helps with recovery.
Absolutely. You know, I was diagnosed in my mid-50s with cancer, and I had to have what's called a radical hysterectomy. And it was, you know, quite a surgery. And I had never, ever been in bed before. You know, I always was a very active woman. First time I couldn't get out of bed. But, you know, my recovery from that, the doctors were amazed. My recovery was so much quicker than the average woman because I was in really good shape when it happened. I had been paying attention to my health. And so therefore my body, even though it had a disease, even though it had taken on that, my body still had a stronger component to it.
Yeah.
And it came back even faster.
I believe you. Same thing with like childbirth too. You bounce back faster from injury. You bounce faster from labor because it's muscle memory. The body retains all that and uses it for healing. White blood cells and counts or you know, at their prime.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, what's one thing that we believe in stimulating the mind? What's one thing that you're reading and how do you feed your senses? You know, what are the things that you consume to program the mind to make sure you show up every day and stay motivated?
Well, to be a karma master means that you read and you write and publish and you teach and you practice. And it's something that I practice every single day. And that's what keeps me on that path, because I know that what I'm doing is every single day, I'm doing everything I can to work my karma in a positive way. And so that's what keeps me motivated. I do practice karma yoga every single day. I read from the scriptures every day. Mm-hmm. I take my moment to sort of gather myself and then teach. That's really how I keep myself on that path, because I know it works.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you believe that it works. That's why you're teaching it and you're so passionate about it.
Absolutely.
Tell me what that passion, that finding that purpose for you, how has that transformed who you become over the years?
Well, you know, all human beings, doesn't matter your background, doesn't matter where you come from, all human beings have this one quest. And that's to discover meaning and purpose. We all want to know, what is the meaning of my life, a life in general, and what is the purpose? And so that is an innate drive in everybody, something we all share, which is, if you think about it, that's a wonderful thing that humanity shares that. And so for me, it was more, I'm never tired. I never want to stop doing it. I get lost in the moment when I'm writing and when I'm teaching. I'm like, I just think I'm the luckiest person in the world. And I know that because I know that's my purpose. I know that's my meaning. I can feel it. I'm not doing something that I don't want to do this or feeling the drudgery or feeling the tension. I always feel exhilarated by what I'm doing. And that's when you know you're on the right path. When you have enthusiasm and you just love everything that you're doing. It's not work.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like work. It wakes you up in the morning. It just, you look forward to doing that, whatever it is. And it's powerful. It's so true, because there's a really good quote that stays deep with me is the 2 days, important days of your life, the day you were born and the day you found out why you were born.
Uh-huh.
And it's right along the lines of like finding your purpose, living in your purpose. And that essentially is, how do you give back to humanity? How do you bring people, either bring people together, help in any way? Zig Ziglar says it too, you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want eventually.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it's so true. I mean, it's like, you know, karma teaches you to put it out there. You know, whatever you put out there is going to come back to you. And if you are putting that good stuff out there and you're moving and they're coming out, it's not that all of a sudden you're going to, you know, money's going to fall from the sky and you're going to be a multimillionaire, but that energy comes back in different ways. And you meet somebody, you interact with somebody, or something happens, or someone helps you. It's all energy moving around. And, you know, it's what energy do you want to put out? Not what energy other people are putting out, because you're always going to find angry people. You're always going to find people who are corrupt. I mean, that's nature. That's human nature. And that stuff's never going to end. It has been since the beginning of time, and it will always be there. But it's where you put your energy and how you put it out there and how you pay attention to what you're doing with your energy.
Yeah, what are you putting out there? And if everybody's cognizant of what they're putting out there, guess what? We're going to have a unified...
Yes. And those kind of people kind of come together. And you find yourself being surrounded by those kind of people. And then the people that are toxic and that are greedy and all of that, those people just kind of move away. You know, they don't get in your sphere because you don't want them there. And you can see them for what they are. You begin to see, you know, people and understand. And I always tell my students and my clients, always bless them when you see them because they're not aware. You know, I mean, I don't know anybody who wants to be angry, but there's a lot of angry people out there and they're not even aware that they have to own their anger, work through their anger, and then not be angry anymore. Then they've worked their karma.
They have that. They're not aware. I like that. That's still, you got to be compassionate towards that. Just do it from a distance.
Exactly.
So it doesn't mess with your flow, your energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dr. Lynn, tell us, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
Well, on my website, which is doctorlynn.com. So it's Dr. Lynn is one word spelled out .com. And if you go to the website, there is a free newsletter people can sign up for. I have books and classes on there that people are can, you know, read about. They can read about me. So everything that they need to know is right there. Also at the top, I have, you know, Facebook and Instagram and all of those. So if they want to follow me on those, they can follow along.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing. It's been a pleasure having you on today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's wonderful to talk with like-minded people. Thank you so much.
We attract each other, right?
Right. You got it.
Awesome.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.